And tonight, begin looking at the next tefillah. We looked at Mizmor Shir Chanukat Bayit LeDavid, and the next one is Baruch She'amar V'haya Olam. So a few observations and thoughts about this tefillah this evening. So the first one is what the Chazal point out, that this section that we have labeled as Psukei DeZimra, where does it begin and where does it end? And there are markers for the beginning and the ending. And so, as you know from your recitation of this tefillah on a daily, regular basis, this bracha begins with the word Baruch, but more significantly than that, it ends with the actual bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Mehulal Batishbacho. And Chachamim point out that it's important to recognize that this is a opening bracha of a longer section, so that all the paragraphs that come after that, all the paragraphs, all the Mizmor Tehillim, all the Ashrei and Hallelukas, the five Hallelukas, and the Baruch Hashem L'olam, Amen V'Amen, V'Yosha Hashem, Az Yashir Moshe, it concludes with Yishtabach, which also concludes with a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem El Keil Melech Gadol B'Tishbachot, Keil Odo'ot Adon Amifot, HaBachar V'Shem Rezmer, Melech Keil Chei HaOlamim. In other words, we actually have one long bracha. It's not two separate brachot of Baruch Shamar, then we have all the parts that we call Psukei DeZimra, and then we have another bracha called Yishtabach. It's Baruch Shamar is the opening part of a very long bracha in which all the interim or the intermediary sections are actually one bracha, which means, and this is the part that I think sometimes we don't always manage to stand by, is just like if, imagine Friday night. Friday night, you're standing at your Shabbos table, you're holding your gavi, you're holding the kus wine, yain, and you're saying the Baruch Hashem, Asher Kichonim Yitzhav Ratzavana V'Shem, wait a second, did anybody forget to put, and then you stopped and interrupted the middle of the bracha, you would say, what are you doing? You can't do that. Of course not. You can't interrupt the bracha. But if you can't interrupt the bracha, then you can't interrupt the bracha. This is a bracha. From the beginning of Baruch Shamar to the end of Yishtabach is a very long, but it is a long, sustained bracha. And therefore, according to Halacha, there are circumstances under which a person may interrupt with the recitation of Amen. If a person is davening Psukei DeZimra and he happens to be the Baal Korei, he came late, whatever it is, there's reasons for which he can interrupt and do other things. But stumped to start talking to your neighbor, that would be considered to be an unacceptable and inappropriate interruption. That's observation number one. Observation number two. So, as many of you know, I teach. So there's a lot of different strategies and techniques in teaching. One that I learned a long time ago, and we still use, I think any effective teacher still uses that, is the notion, this is the Hebrew term, shichtuv didakti. And what it basically means is typesetting. That sometimes you understand things just not by the explanations, but by the way they're actually written. So if you have an art scroll sitter, this is the beginning paragraph of Baruch Shamar. It starts here and just goes on to the next page. It's essentially just one paragraph of text. It's simple. That's what it is. Not a problem. Take a look at the way the Koran, and this one I think the Koran did a much better job. This is Baruch Shamar in the Koran sitter. I don't know if you can see it. This is Baruch Shamar in the Koran Sitter. Why do I think it's a better job? Because what they did was, they know that the word Baruch repeats itself, and you can see it, according to some, it's 10 times, it's 11 times, whether or not you count Baruch Hu. So 10 or 11 times. But once you put them like this, one underneath the other, all of a sudden, it's organized in a completely different way, and it lends itself for you to see things that you may not have otherwise seen. So, for example, in this one, the first word in each of these little short lines is Baruch, followed by the verb. So, Baruch Huseh, Baruch Omer, Baruch Uzer, Baruch Mirachem, Baruch Mirachem, Baruch Mishalem, Baruch Chai, Baruch Podet, and Baruch Shmo. Those are all verbs. Now, for those who are familiar with Hebrew and Hebrew grammar, you'll notice that all of those verbs are all present tense verbs. But what stands out is the fact that the first verb in this section is not present. It's Baruch She'amar. And those who know Hebrew will know that She'amar is a past tense. And so just by arranging it this way and making it easier for your eye to take a look at the words, it sort of puts to the forefront the fact, well, isn't that interesting? It starts with a past tense verb, Baruch Shamar, referring to God. All of this is referring to Ribono Shel Olam. And then it switches to the present, and you can see it in a much clearer way, and makes one wonder, why is that? Who wrote this prayer, and why did they do that? And who wrote this prayer, in fact, is an interesting debate. There are some aforesaim who say that this prayer was given to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that great collection of 120 sages and Nevi'im who were responsible so much for the formation of our tefillot and our siddur. Who gave it to them? Hashem. A pitka, a note, came down from Shemayim with this bracha written on it. This is what? This wasn't even then written by a person. This wasn't the response of some human being to some notion of God's greatness, but rather this was in fact a heavenly prayer that was revealed to us, Baruch She'amar. And some in fact believe, if you take a look at it and explain it, and I'm not going to go into this, this is a very mystical prayer, Baruch She'amar V'haya Ha'olam. It's not Baruch She'amar V'nivra Ha'olam, but Haya. And why am I stressing Haya? Because if you take a look at the word Haya and its letters, you immediately recognize what in it? Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is V'haya. Vav Hei Yud Kei. Like, this is the letters of Hashem's name, which basically means that there's some sort of mystical revelation here about the nature of God's existence. And this is more than simply just any prayer, that it requires some sort of more sensitive, mystical interpretations of which, as I've said before, this is, I think, above my pay grade, but it is definitely something that one can read more about. And I just want to conclude with one other observation then. So why is it that the first verb is past tense and everything else is present tense? What's the point of that? What idea should I be thinking about when I recite Baruch Shamar? Well, Baruch Shamar says, blessed is he who spoke and created the world. So you know the story of creation of the world. Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Hashem. It's something that Hashem created the world through Amira, which leads us to believe, I may not be God. I know I'm not God. But maybe there is some sort of notion here that I'm trying to emulate. In what way? Words create. Words create. Words have power. Not that I will create a world, but I can certainly destroy a world, can't I? I can destroy a world that Ribbono Shel Olam created in a person. My words can destroy. They will not create a world in that sense, but Amira has extraordinary power. That's number one. But number two is the following, that Hashem created the universe at one moment in time. That's correct. But it would be a mistake, this tefillah suggests, if you saw the nature of the universe as being something that is totally past tense. Hashem created it, but in a very real and meaningful way, it continues to unfold in the present tense. And that's why this whole list of verbs is not past tense. They're present tense, because things are unfolding in our lives, in the world, in our relationships, in our understandings, which are not historical. They are current. They're happening to me. They're happening to us. And the point of the tefillah may be saying, open your eyes and take a look at that which is unfolding around you at this very moment. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot Yisrael, Lefichach, Yirbal Hem Torah.